It is time for us to give everyone a real taste of exactly what the scene is out here at Texas Motor Speedway Ticket Stock 2016. And the way we do this is by traipsing through the wilderness with a wireless microphone, which is when we're at our best.
Mm-hmm. I want to just say that I'm incredibly disappointed already in the listener, because the first thing I do, I walk down here onto the ground level with where my people are, you know, and I find an empty, discarded Whataburger cup, just garbage laying around.
They don't care.
That is very slovenly, I must say.
God bless it.
People don't care, Corby.
If anybody wants to claim that, then go at it. Now, we have a couple of interesting people here. We did have the dog that spoke. You remember that dog,
yeah.
Mike,
that
literally can count?
Yes.
And recite poetry and things like that? But I think it left. I think it had to go poop. So we can't talk to that dog anymore. Yes. But there are several people that... Should I?
Do it.
Yeah, do it.
All right.
Do it.
All right. There's a gentleman here that has really piqued my curiosity.
Oh, you're going to get your ass kicked.
He's been fascinated by you all day, sir.
I really have. You fascinate me. This guy, we said right out of the shoot that he kind of looked like Jerry Garcia, but closer up, you're much younger. You're much more hip.
Not all Mexicans look alike.
No, he's, what'd you say?
Not all Mexicans look alike.
Hey, stop that.
That gets us off to a great start here at Ticket Stock.
But he's been, he's here, he's got shades on, he looks very menacing, like there's probably a good chance that maybe you've done time at some point, I'm assuming. Maybe a night. None?
None.
Good. What's your name, sir?
Ed Delgado.
Ed Delgado. What brings you here, Ed?
I got a bone to pick with Jake.
Oh, God. See? Whoa. See? I knew it. He was out here for revenge.
A bone to pick with Jake?
And where you know
is
what?
Jake? Is Jake
hey,
here?
Let me just tell you something, Mr. Delgado. Can I call you that?
Sure.
Good. First off, you scare the hell out of me. Secondly, I'm glad that you got a bone to pick with Jake. There's a lot of people that probably have a bone to pick with Jake, but they're too afraid of him. But you're not,
here he
Delgado.
Comes. Here he comes. Get up here.
You're in trouble, dude.
Boy, are you ever.
Oh, he's hiding.
All right, here he
That's
is,
Jake.
The great Jake Z.
Let's wait till he puts his headset on.
What's happening?
This man that Corby's talking to?
Yes, Mr. Delgado.
This is Mr. Delgado.
I like to call him the most menacing-looking human at Ticket Stop.
Now, do you recognize that guy?
He's kind of got a Mexican Charles Bronson thing going on. What's the story?
Well, the story is that he is here for one reason and one reason only.
Okay.
And that is because he's got a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
How long? Where'd you drive in from?
You know, I feel like he's about to pull a Ruger out of his jacket. Turn this into
he
a
looks bigger
situation.
Than he sounds on radio.
Uh-oh.
Trust me. He's
Uh-oh.
A small
now
man at heart.
Now you're reconsidering.
Doesn't matter. Now, he's the one that's always making fun of people over 60 years of age.
That's him.
Always.
I mean, death panels.
It's Look, unbelievable.
We have to save resources here, and we just don't have enough for you.
Some old
Look, people are overpopulating the planet. We're not going to kill babies. We're going to give it olds.
Go ahead, Ed. Let's hear what you have to say.
Fire back. Don't hold back.
He shouldn't make fun of people over 60. Or I'm close to 70, and I'll take him on any day.
Oh, yeah!
A challenge has been issued.
Oh, yeah. And, boy, Ed's got some serious boots on, too. Probably got, like, illegal steel in there.
Ed would beat my ass in less than 10 seconds.
Man,
like,
no
we're
doubt.
Being serious about
Ed
this.
Is really, good... Ed is serious about this. He is really, really troubled by you. We've been watching him all day.
I know over 60 years of age, and we listen to your guys, and we appreciate some of the jokes. Ooh. I mean, I know everybody has jokes, but to put people down that are over 60... close to 70, it's not right.
And I just say, Ed, first off, right out of the chute, that I am one of
no,
you.
No, see, that's the thing. Let me ask
Shut
you
up,
this. Let me
Corby.
Ask you this.
What?
Let me ask you this, Ed. Do you view Corby as a guy who's really respectful to older people? Like he's. You think he's on your side?
Yeah, for the most part.
That's unbelievable.
Ed and I share a common bond that you'll never have, Jake.
He's older than Berman, Mike.
I am one of you.
Boy, look at how... You say you're close to 70?
You look fantastic.
Dude, you are...
You do look good.
Do you have any bad habits or anything? You look great.
I've had a lot of bad habits, yeah.
Yeah, you drink too much?
I used to.
But you cleaned up, right, Ed?
Clean up, yeah.
No more drinking?
I still drink.
Oh,
well, well, that's not usually how that.
Yeah. But not the hard stuff, right?
No, just beer.
Just beer.
Well, Ed, I'm sorry.
Oh, see? Isn't that nice?
I'm sorry.
Don't back off.
Oh.
Come on, stand up for yourself.
Now you painted me into a corner.
What gave you the reason to feel that way about older people?
You know
yeah,
what,
Jake?
Like I said,
what's
it's
going
just
on with you? So attitudinal, too.
It's
I
just
can't
a matter of
it.
Resources at the end of the day, right?
A matter of resources.
You'll be there one day.
Oh, yes, you will.
Oh, yes, he will. And you know what? I guarantee you, when you are there, Ed will still be around.
Probably
and
so.
And he will come stomp a mud hole in your balls.
And he may not make it.
Oh. Well, which is it, Ed? Am I still going to... I mean, you have to pick. Am I dead by then? Or...
Ed, are you going to... Let's go to move on to some lighter material. Are you going to stick around for the band or the Time Wasters?
I'll be here.
Are you? You've seen us before?
Not the bands.
Okay. He doesn't remember.
All right, Ed. We got to fix this right here, right now. Come up here. Come up
come
here.
Up. Come on.
Come up to the stage, Ed.
I think what we want to do, Ed, is for you to hug Jake.
Yeah. Come up to the stage.
I would enjoy that.
We got to fix this. Come on up.
Do you approve of?
Yeah, you go
you
down.
Get your
all right,
ass
go down,
down
there,
here.
Jake.
All right, that's fine.
Do you approve?
You go
of,
to Ed.
You approve of man on
besides,
man hugging,
older.
Right? You approve of man on man hugging, don't you, Ed?
Depends on the hug.
He's wearing his stupid Billy football shirt.
All right, here he is.
Ed, come here, you old son of a bitch.
There they go. There they go.
See?
How sweet.
There
bringing
they go.
Generations and races together. Yeah.
He smells like an authentic old.
Smells good. Smells good.
Boy, Ed would mess you up.
Oh, boy, would he ever.
Man, you better get out of there as fast
yeah.
as you can.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ed.
I bet Ed's got
he's got a pocket knife
and a full body back piece.
A giant hawk.
I think Ed would call that a shank. What's going on here, Kaja Gugu?
Oh, God, what an old man reference.
Well, what's it supposed to be?
Why don't you call kid a racer head, too, while you're at it?
What's up? We got this kid with a haircut. Here, stand up, for I can't squat. You got a really interesting... Describe this, Mike.
It's a plume.
Kaja Gugu.
Yeah.
I think you did a nice job there.
Were you... You look familiar.
I was here last year.
Yeah, but you didn't look like this.
My hair was darker, and I was wearing a cheetah print-like suit.
Okay, did I talk to you?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so you've gotten weirder in 365 days.
Just a little bit.
Okay, so...
How old are you?
I'm 18.
He's 18. I remember talking to this kid, and aren't you into metal?
I like metal and hardcore punk, yeah.
Yeah. See, yeah, you may think it's like 80s new wavy type stuff. No, this guy is... Well, let's see what your buttons say. Let's see... Slipknot, Sex Pistols, Ramones, Resistance is Futile. Boy, I bet you Ed would like to beat your ass.
Probably.
Ed, would you please turn your guns to this kid? Just come over here and steel-toe him right in the ass.
You know, he probably thinks the same of you as Jake does. You need to straighten him out, too.
Are you in school right now?
I am. I'm a senior.
You're a senior where at?
Fossil Ridge High School.
Okay. All right. They let you get away with that?
Sometimes.
Well, no. I mean, that hair stays with you, so they let you get away with it permanently.
For the most part.
Are you a high achiever in school?
Not at all.
Not at all? Do you see this education thing going forward?
I don't like school at all. I'm going to the art school afterwards, but I don't like school at all. I don't like...
Well, you know what? It's not for everybody. You know? It's just one of the...
Yeah, look on this stage.
Yeah. I mean...
What are your plans for the future, son?
Art?
I plan to be some sort of like graphic artist of some kind.
See, look, he's got a goal. How many 18-year-olds, what was your goal, Mike, at 18? It was to score a lid and, you know, bring home some old fat girl or something at the end of the night. Hell, this guy's got a plan.
We're not talking about me, though. We're talking about him. I'm worried about his future.
And you listen to The Ticket.
I do.
That's great. And do we influence you in any positive way?
Y'all make me laugh.
There you go. We make him laugh.
That's not a very good way.
That's good
enough. How are we helping to shape you?
Did you drive here?
No, he did. It's my dad.
Oh, it's the old man.
Well, that's your dad? All right.
What do you know? What do you know? I know I am. I know, but, you know.
Sir, are you worried about your son's future?
Sometimes.
Were you a rebellious child?
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah, of course you were.
Did you ever have hair like that?
No.
What was your trip back in the day?
We don't
need... Dudes?
Not dudes, no.
Homosexuals.
Maybe a little weed here and there.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God, weed. No, not weed.
So what was the weirdest hair look you ever rolled with?
Today?
No. No, thank you, Danny. I appreciate that, man. No, it was just spiked a little bit, but no mohawk or nothing. Gaja Vugu.
Gaja Vugu.
Did you go to the hot club or any place like that?
Every once in a while.
Where are you from?
Fort Worth.
Okay, that's good.
817 Quality represent.
Are you, are you watching Ballers on HBO?
Shut up, Mike. Were you in Fossil Ridge? So that's what, North Fort Worth?
Yes.
Okay. Well, cool.
Did you go to I Gotcha?
What was that, Mike?
Did you go to I Gotcha?
No. Richland.
I got you. So I think it's a club. Well, yeah, I like your kid here. He's a good kid. Yeah, seems like a nice kid. Stay with it, buddy, okay? We'll see you in a few years. There he goes.
Hopefully not through a two-way glass.
Now we can squeeze in one more here.
We can?
Yeah, find girls.
I don't know. I kind of like the guy trip we're on. You know, we always talk to girls. And there's the dog.
Oh, there's a dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's
The dog is an annual treat. This dog is awesome. This is like the coolest dog in the world. Now, refresh my memory, madam. What is your name?
I'm Julianne.
And your dog's name is?
Charlie.
Charlie. And how old is Charlie now?
Well, he turned. How old are you, Charlie? Tell me. Look here. How old are you?
4.
You want that?
Wow, he really can't talk.
He sounds like Norm.
How great would it be if he talked just like Norm? All right. Well, let's just see if he can talk.
Me.
What are some of your favorite numbers, Charlie?
How old are you?
Five.
Okay. You want to try this?
Ready? Count five. Yeah. How old are you? That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, there he goes.
Wow.
There he goes. Who's going to be president this year, Chuck?
You feeling the burn, Chuck?
Say peanut butter. Peanut butter. A little louder. Peanut butter. That's right.
Close.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to knock it because my dog would, you know, can't do anything. What's that?
How old is your dog?
I have two. I have one that's 13 and one that is 3.
Wow. Charlie, count 3. That's how old our dog is, too. How old is That's right.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Excellent.
That is so good.
That's a good puppy dog.
13.
Hell yeah.
No way.
13.
No way.
Good job, Charles.
How about that?
That is incredible.
Rough.
What's your favorite mosquito misting system?
Say mosquito Nicks.
Oh, no, it's mosquito Steve.
Steve.
Mosquito Steve.
They sponsors?
Big Salute. Come on. That's kind of half-assed. Big one. Big Salute. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Right. What kind of dog is he?
He's an old English sheepdog.
What does he weigh?
111-ish.
That's a big dog. Big poops, too, huh?
They're a nice, firm stool.
It's good.
What? Why?
Look, when you have dogs like that, you need a nice... You don't need to go clean up the yard and it, you know, look like a mudslide out there. So.
Yeah, you don't need runny.
No, you don't.
Are we getting back to our top 5 adjectives to describe diarrhea?
No, we're not.
That's a great idea for a segment.
Frequent diarrhea. Oh, what time is it? Are we done?
Time to go.
50. That's probably time to go.
All right. Thank you, wireless. That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. We'll get some roundtables up and running next.